When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. 800-213-9256. Again, that's 800-213-9256.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Contos.
So happy to have you folks along. Hey, if you're new to the show, we talk about money, but we don't talk about the headlines that are going on in the news. We don't talk about those kind of things. We talk about life and things that I think, as a certified financial planner and somebody who's been in this industry for three decades, we try to talk about things that I think you should consider.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it comes from you. It comes from, you know, my team. Between my team and I, myself, we see about 30 families a week that have different issues. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them are family updates, right? Where nothing's really changed. You know, my engineers come in with a stack of paper when they start. And I just saw one of my friends the other day that's been with us for 25 years, probably. You know, early on, he was at my wedding. Barb and I were just married for 29 years. He was at the wedding, you know, went to church with my mom and actually still does go to church with Barb's mom. But I remember the first time it came in, it was like the New York phone book.
Wow. Right?
And then after about year two or three, he comes in, crosses his leg, puts his hat on his knee and says, "What? How's it going?" And this time he carried in his bag and it said, "Just want to remind you of old time." So it's really good to see him. But you know, we take care of people who don't want to worry about their money, but we take their questions, the issues that they have that have come up, and we ask you very, very simply to, if you've got something that you want to know about, there's a good chance somebody else wants to know about.
Yeah.
So as they told me in school, the only stupid question is one that you already know the answer to, right? Only attorneys are supposed to ask those questions in court.
Yeah.
Right? Everybody else, ask questions you don't know because somebody else probably needs to know it too.
Yep.
And Sherry and I have the double curse of knowledge. The double curse of knowledge is you don't know what you don't know, right? So I can't talk about things I don't know about, right? But the second problem is I don't know what you don't know, right? And in my world of finance, I spend so many times talking about required minimum distributions and qualified charitable distributions and gifting of appreciated stock.
Stuff that you know really well.
Stuff that I know. And so in my mind, y'all must know it too.
Yeah.
Right? And the reality is the best way for me to do the show is for you guys to send me questions and comments and say, "Hey, Joe, really would like to know about this." Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't make fun of anybody. I answer it. I'm on my third email with a family that's trying to do a 529 deal. You know, so you got a question, shoot us an email, consider this@yourlifeafterwork.com. We're more than happy to answer the question. And don't forget, you can always call us at 800-928-4001. Sherry and I have a lot to talk about today. And it is what we like to call the fastest hour in radio. We'll take a break. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Contos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Well, good morning and welcome to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And we are so happy to have you along.
True.
Hope you're having a great day. If you're new to the show, here's the deal. I'm a certified financial planner. I used to teach financial planning at Purdue University in Lafayette. We come from you from the middle of good old Indiana, just a little bit, about a half an hour north of Indianapolis. I take care of families in about 31 states, manage a little over 320 some million dollars. And I do this show as an educational format to try to teach people about money. So when you've got a financial question or comment, you can give us an email at consider this at our website, consider this at yourlifeafterwork.com. And of course, you can always reach us at 800-928-4001. With that said, Sherry.
Yes, sir.
GE, that would be the mother of all mothers, right?
GE, like as in the
General Electric
Corporation, yes.
Cut their dividend by 50% this week.
Okay. Why?
So first of all, what do you know about General Electric?
They make stuff.
They make stuff.
Appliances, they make.
You know, actually, that's a pretty good way to put it. They would be what we would call a conglomerate, right? They do a lot of different stuff. Mm-hmm. Doing a lot of different stuff can get you into trouble.
Why?
Because the idea of diversification means a lack of dedicated knowledge by definition.
Right. Right? Yeah.
You try to spread risk among life. And so GE, interestingly enough, is the only company that is in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. When you hear the word Dow Jones, there are 30 companies.
Yeah.
It is the only one that is still left from the very beginning back in the 1890s.
So has it ever gone off?
It has actually gone out and then was replaced back in.
Oh.
So its most famous leader was a gentleman named Jack Welch. So anytime you hear the word Six Sigma, Jack didn't create it. Jack stole it from another company.
Hmm.
But he certainly used it. And Jack Welch was a famous, famous leader. But he put all of these businesses together, similar to our president. He was very good at negotiation and putting deals together.
Hmm.
And GE became pretty much the largest company in terms of employees and business models in the United States, put them together, and away they went. And so that was General Electric. Jack retired, and a new CEO came in and didn't get a whole lot done. And bottom line is General Electric stock is in the low 20s at this point in time, and it has struggled. Let's just put it that way.
So I have a question. When you say they cut the dividend in half,
there you go.
So was there a predefined dividend it was supposed to be?
That's what people really, really miss when it comes to dividends. So,
yeah.
So first, what is a dividend? So a company makes profit.
Right.
Hopefully. Good Lord willing and the creek don't rise.
Right.
Company makes profit. The board of directors meet. The board listens usually to the chairman of the board and the CEO, who will come up with a plan for said profit. So with said profit, you can buy and make investments in your business. You can build more buildings. You can buy other companies.
Mm-hmm.
You can hire more people. You can buy back your own stock, which we saw a lot of between 2012 and 2015. Companies looked like they made more money on paper because you talk about money made per share.
Right.
They really didn't make more money. They just took that money that they had in a very loose economic environment and bought back shares, which made them look like they made more money per share
because
there were less shares.
That's
what you call buybacks.
It. Yeah, yeah.
One of the other things you can do, though, is declare a dividend.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And so a dividend is shared profit. We've talked about the taxation of that on the show before. Remember, the corporation is taxed at their level. That's why the corporate tax cuts that everybody's fighting about in Congress and Senate right now become absolutely so critical. But it's an important part of the gig, important part of the deal. So there are indices. So think S&P 500, yeah. Dow Jones Industrial. Those are indices.
Sure.
There are some companies, some pension managers, some investors who are not allowed to invest in companies that aren't above a certain share price. So if you fall below $5 per share, for instance, you get kicked out of some indices, right?
Okay.
And there are some managers who are not allowed to invest in companies that don't pay dividends.
Right.
So having a dividend becomes a critical deal.
Critical point,
right?
Yep.
And back in the old days, right, anybody who retired had a pension, right? The affluent people, I should say, right?
Yeah.
Today, the pensions are dying out quickly.
Yeah.
Less than one out of five of us will have one when we retire. They're more defined contribution plans called 401ks.
Sure.
But back in the Wayback Machine, the the basic worker retired with a pension. So he had a monthly check coming in. Social Security subsidized that.
Yeah.
But the truly affluent lived off of the dividend. So bank stocks tend to pay a lot of dividends.
Yeah.
And that was part of that shared profit being returned to you.
Yep.
So if you had 1,000 shares of General Electric, you could count on a quarterly dividend that was coming in of, we're going to make up a number. Let's just say it was a dollar a share. But so suddenly you had $1,000 a quarter that came in that you had to be able to go spend.
Was it always the same though? I mean, were you expecting the same thing every time?
Most of the time companies raise their dividend when the board of directors has that conference call.
Right.
One of the things they do is they state the dividend, and then they will tell you that they're raising it by a certain percentage. One of the things that we do here at the Financial Enhancement Group is invest in a group of companies that notoriously has a rising dividend, where they're paying out a larger share of the profitability
over time.
Over time, yeah. So every year they have a history, if you will, of raising the dividend.
Okay.
Right. So it's one way to make sure that companies aren't issuing too many shares. If you issue more shares, you've got to make more profit to have the same dividend.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, companies know that it's 35 cents or 50 cents or $1 a share that the dividend is being declared.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the mentality was that when people would go to retire, they knew that they had that income coming in from the portfolio that they built. It also reduced a large part of the volatility that existed in the market, because people didn't have access to CNBC and the internet wasn't there. And so getting a share price of a stock was not near as simple as it was today. So people didn't pay attention to the fact that General Electric was at 20 and change as a stock.
Right.
Right. Even though it was in the 50s.
Right.
What they cared about was that dividend that was coming in, and then they would simply hold the stock forever and then die.
So when they cut it by half, that's like sending a major message.
Well, the stock falling by more than half sent the major message.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
And again, it's so, you know, I'm the managing partner of the firm.
Right.
Right. But I'm an entrepreneur at heart. And what I have told my team is the day the Financial Enhancement Group is merely an operating entity as opposed to a growing business, then I need to be put out to pasture, right? My job is to make things grow. My job is to look at a crazy tax environment, a crazy world dealing with regulatory bodies and everything else that's going on, and helping our team of 24 people and our 800 clients that we take care of across the country. My job is to make sure that we navigate this changing landscape. And that means being, you know, light on your feet and ready to roll.
Yep.
Right. And it's possible, it's probable, I don't know Jack Welch, but it's possible and probable that he was light on his feet enough to negotiate these deals and bring them in. And in my opinion, what General Electric did was hired a CEO that knew how to operate, not grow. And you can't operate 15 different business models. You just can't. What does somebody know about healthcare that knows about engines? I know about neither. What I know about is money.
Right.
Hey, folks, you're listening to Consider This. My name's Joe Clark. We're along with Sherry Kontos. If you've got a question or comment, shoot us an email. You can reach us at considerthis@yourlifeafterwork.com. Of course, you can always call us at 800-928-4001. The show that you're hearing today is going to be one segment short, and that's because different stations air different segments. But you can find the rest of the show at yourlifeafterwork.com. Sherry and I'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
877-657-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Well, good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I am Sherry Contos.
We are happy to have you along. Your voice is really what drives the show, though. So please remember, and I don't mean your voice as in my voice or Sherry's voice. It's you, the listener. We take your email questions, your call-ins, and we use those to figure out what you want to hear about.
Yeah.
We take care of it at the Financial Enhancement Group. I manage money, and we take care of people who don't want to worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what I try to do on this show is recognize, Sherry, that not everybody wants a Joe in their life.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, in our case, there's multiple planners, but not everybody. Some people want to do this on their own. I don't know why. Mm. I just want to make sure that you have enough to hurt yourself less.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, believe me, if you're doing it on your own,
you're hurting yourself.
You're probably missing some things. There's a reason. I'm an addict.
Yeah.
This is all I've ever done. This is year 30 for me in the industry. I'm 50 years old. I've literally never done anything else.
Hmm.
And if I thought one person could do it on their own, I probably wouldn't pay 24 other people to join me.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes sense.
It is complex, but I want to try to give you enough to be able to help yourself. And now part of this, if I were listening to it, if I were on the other side, part of this would say, Joe, this is a biased message. Well, you think?
Why? No. Why?
Everybody, hold on. Everybody, we all have biases. And if you're going to manage your own money, one of your jobs is to figure out what your biases are, because a bias is nothing different than a lens with how you look at life.
Yeah.
Okay. How you look at a particular situation. I'm a daddy of two daughters. If you were a mother of two sons, there's a good chance we look at life differently.
Yeah.
Right. That's a bias.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the reason I said the message may be a little convoluted today is under the Obama administration, they had a lady who had worked for years and years and years within the Department of Labor. And she was maybe second or third in command, if you want to go down the price line.
Okay.
And she believed that everybody needed a fiduciary or should have access to a fiduciary, or clearly not let somebody act and think that they had a fiduciary when they didn't.
Yes.
Right? So first of all, what is fiduciary?
Yeah.
I have a legal obligation to treat Sherry's money as if it were my money and we were in the same situation. So when Sherry says, Joe, I'm thinking about selling my house, where should I buy? Or Joe, I'm trying to figure out how to put my two twin grandkids through college, or Joe, how do I help my mom transfer money to my brother? You know, when she asks me those questions, I have to use the machine.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke, but I have to put myself in Sherry's situation. And I have to say, Joe, if I were in Sherry's situation, based on 30 years of experience, based on being a certified financial planner, based on helping 1,000 other families over my career retire, what would I do for me? And that's what I need to give Sherry.
Right. Yeah.
Notice I didn't say what product should I sell?
Yep.
What mutual fund should she buy? What annuity should we investigate? I didn't say any of that.
Right.
I said, what would I do if I were in that same situation? Right. And so what happened is this lady who worked for the Department of Labor said to President Obama and to the Secretary of the Department of Labor at that point in time, said, hey, we need to make sure that anybody who's messing with retirement money, 401k, honestly, folks, IRAs probably shouldn't have been included, but they are,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
The Department of Labor has no supervision over IRAs, but they got thrown into that mix,
hmm.
right? Yeah. Anybody who's going to talk to Sherry about her IRA or her 401k, or if she were a teacher or a nurse or in the clergy, it would be a 403b, looks and smells a lot like a 401k.
Mm-hmm.
But you had to be a fiduciary in order to have the conversation.
Yeah, but the problem with that is not all fiduciaries are created equal. So were there any standards that said what a fiduciary is?
No, because there's no real way to control that.
Right.
This is more of a question of liability
okay.
than it is a question of ethics or a question of
intelligence.
It really
is more of liability than ethics?
It's the only thing you can control, right? So if you've got a stockbroker, and you should ask these questions.
Sure. Right? Oh, yeah.
If you've got a stockbroker who is your best friend, mm-hmm. your brother, your uncle, and they go to church with you on Sunday.
Yep.
You should say, what license do you have mm-hmm. to be inside of this industry?
Right.
Most of them are going to tell you that they have a Series 7 or a Series 6. If
okay.
that is the case, they function under what's called suitability.
And not fiduciary.
And they sell things.
Oh.
If they have a Series 65 or 66 and are functioning as a registered investment advisor by law, they are acting as a fiduciary. Now, that's just the legal part. There are fiduciaries who steal money.
Right, right, right.
There are people who function under suitability that are wise and bright people.
Right.
They just function under a different set of rules.
Okay. I get it.
When we moved all of our, the money that we manage, the $300+ million that we manage is mostly held at TD Ameritrade.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And every year, our chief of compliance, one of my partners, Don Hodson,
mm-hmm.
has to say, why is it not at Charles Schwab? Why is it not at Fidelity? Why is it not at other places? Because every year we have to prove
that we're
not there for a business interest. Please don't take this and say, well, if I'm not at TD Ameritrade, I'm doing something wrong. No. Based on the model that we provide,
mm-hmm.
the taking care of people who don't want to worry about their money, that is the best place for us to be, and we have to do a detailed research every single time we do, every year.
Mm-hmm.
When I went to TD Ameritrade, they offered me a lot of money. You'll see commercials every now and then on TV about what a broker got paid to go from UBS to Wells Fargo or from Wells Fargo to Merrill Lynch. They offered me big checks.
Hmm.
But if I'm going to get a big check, somebody has the ability to control what I say.
Right.
Right.
They're
going to tell me I have to sell this or I have to sell that. We don't sell anything.
Mm-mm.
And frankly, I don't want anybody telling me what to do.
Yeah,
importantly, as a fiduciary. Yeah, you can imagine.
I can't imagine that.
But more importantly, as a fiduciary, I can't have somebody else dictate what percentage of my business belongs in a particular container.
So
you need to have it. So why did I bring this up? Because yet again, somebody is trying to delay this, the Department of Labor rule. Now, folks, I find it shocking in America that we can do anything that kills us slowly, right? Nobody stops you from buying smokes. That's what Dad called them. Nobody stops you from buying too much alcohol. Nobody stops you from buying too much chocolate.
Right.
We let you do that on your own. But try to go to a pharmacy and get pain pills. Because that can kill you quickly,
mm-hmm.
right?
Sure.
And the viewpoint that everybody has taken with retirement is that everybody should have the right to make their own options with money.
Sure.
Right? And I get that. But here, if you're taking the time to listen to the show, here's what I really need you to get. You get one shot at it, right? You're going to spend 30 or 40 years putting money into a 401k or into an IRA to try to figure out how to get this done.
Yeah.
And your best friend, your brother, your uncle, whatever, who's sitting next to you at church, who works at the wirehouse firm down the street or sells stuff on the corner office, who has your best intentions at heart, right? If they don't know, if they don't know they're killing you. Mm. If you don't know you're killing you, you still have a problem. Mm. And I would tell you, as we get ready to go into 2018, one of your goals ought to be to do an audit of your financial situation to make sure that you're making the right decisions in the right place with the right people. The reason we have the one stop where we work with the CPAs and the estate planning attorneys together is to make sure that everybody is on the same page. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark, along with Sherry Kontos. You got a question or comment? Shoot me an email. ConsiderThis@yourlifeafterwork.com. We'll take a break. Be right back. Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This and managing partner of the Financial Enhancement Group. For the last 20 years, the Financial Enhancement Group has developed a process that's straightforward and simple. I'll share that with you, what we use to protect more than 700 families, more than $300 million in retirement assets. We take care of people who don't want to worry about their money. I started in this industry before the crash in 1987, and I've been an active participant helping families like yours strive to build a secure retirement. Here's what I've learned as a certified financial planner, a former professor at Purdue University, and as a trusted advisor for the last three decades. Nothing will separate you from your retirement like the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach us at 800-928-4001 at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC. Again, that number is 800-928-4001, and you can reach us at yourlifeafterwork.com.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I am Sherry Contos, and you are so mean.
we're having this discussion over Apple phones and droids and...
Yes.
And, well, never mind. We'll leave that be. We're gonna move this conversation to something that is near and dear to my heart. Just to give you a little bit of background. When I in 2008, Purdue University said, Joe, we need a... They have a four-year degree in financial planning. And... you have to have a certified financial planner teach the senior capstone course. Mm-hmm. And they had a falling out in the department, and they said, Joe, would you agree to come in and teach for a semester? And so I agreed to teach for a semester, and 7 years later, I quit. So there wound up being 14 of them. But when I went to school, part of why I do this show is because I grew up in a family with no money.
Yeah.
I had a bunch of public educators, 29 of them on my mom's side of the family. And they turned my electricity off more than once when I was growing up. And how can you have a master's degree and not know how to pay bills? So part of my personal mission is to make sure people understand their money. But there was a thing back in 1985 when I went to Indiana University, a thing called the Pell Grant. And if you got the Pell Grant, school was paid for.
Sure.
And if you had a dollar of income more, we had $12 more. School was not paid for.
Oh, yeah.
And so I went there and I got these textbooks. The professors never used them. They were expensive. They were heavy. They were awkward. I go to teach at Purdue. They said, here's the textbook. We get the textbook. And there's two mistakes that were inside of the textbook. One, because people who write textbooks don't necessarily manage money. And there's a huge difference between systemic and systematic risk. And they interchanged the words. And it was 2008 and we were in the middle of a crisis. So I might have been a little irritable. But the second part was, it was right probably when they wrote it, but tax codes change.
Yes.
Right? And so Purdue said I could develop my own curriculum if the CFP board would pass it. They did. And so I came up with essentially what I called the five critical elements and basic economic understanding. So the basic economics I talk about all the time. If you listen to the show, you get that. If you want more on investing, we don't talk a lot about that on this show. But if you want to talk about more about the recent part of investing, you can go to my website, yourlifeafterwork.com, and sign up for our weekly Market Carver. We'll send you a video every Thursday at about 11 o'clock in the morning that says, here's what we think is going on in the economy and the market that you should know.
In your email box.
Yeah, it comes right to your email. Yep. Your little YouTube link, you click on it, life's good, right? Yep. But the five critical elements are, and I call them critical because I think people may understand one of them, may understand two of them, but all five of them can wreck you.
Yes.
Right? One of them is what we call your life after work. You would probably call it retirement planning. Mm-hmm. The second one is the tax planning. That's something that needs to be done every year before the end of the year. It's not tax reporting. It's tax planning. The third is the investment playbook. That's how you deal with the changing economic cycles and whether or not you think bond prices are going to go up or down or yields rather. The fourth is life happens. It's the stuff that you may only have to deal with once in life. You know, you have twins. Now what?
Yeah.
Right. You sell a house. Now what? You buy a business. Now what?
Are you talking about me?
You're so easy, Sherry. You know, I have to put mom in a facility. So it's the good, the bad, and the ugly of life. And then the fifth one is the estate planning one. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So people will say, Joe, when it comes to estate planning, should I use a trust or should I use a will? And I'm going to give you my very non-legal opinion.
Yeah.
I have yet to have anybody who is an attorney, and I know a lot of them, persuade me why I need a will.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of reasons why I need a trust. So some people would say, and Sherry used to say, so Joe, do you have a will?
So yes, Joe, do you have a will?
I do. It's called a pour-over, as in P-O-U-R, not P-O-O-R.
Yes.
It's a pour-over will. that puts everything in my trust that I forgot to put in my trust. Right?
Yeah.
Because every year we have somebody who passed away. We have a perfectly written trust, and they mistakenly, because of age or one other reason or the other, forgot to put something in their trust.
Right.
So that will is a pour over. The second part of this, however, is a verb. It's an action. That means y'all have to do something.
Yes.
Right. It's called funding the trust.
The trust. Yeah.
Funding it. There are attorneys who believe that their job is to create the documentation, and then they will make big, broad-based statements. And I'm not picking on attorneys. Love them dearly. Many good friends. Mm. They don't have a real good understanding of income tax. I don't know why that is, but in general, certainly not specific, but in general, they don't have the best understanding of income tax. And so they will make statements like, Sherry, everything that you have goes into the trust. Now be gone with you, right? You go do it.
Yeah.
Everything does not belong into the trust. So first and foremost, everything in especially in, you know, I'll talk Indiana law because that's where I live, but most states are like this. Everything first passes operation of law. So what's operation of law? Well, Barb and I were married 29 years this past Sunday. She's my wife. So we owned before the trust things that were held jointly.
Right.
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 And it could be called joint with rights of survivorship. You'll see that. Or many times it just has two names on an account. One of you dies, the other one gets it. Right. That's the way that they would do it.
In Indiana, isn't that automatic though?
No. What do you mean? There's very few things that are automatic.
If you're married, things are joint.
No. The last car I bought, I went down and bought it, and she wasn't even near me.
Okay.
Right? So no, please don't say.
All right. No. I mean,
please don't think that thing. So it is how things are held.
Okay.
So until I put my car into the trust, if I would have died.
Right. What would happen to it?
It would have to go through a process called probate. And Barb would, as my spouse in Indiana, is entitled to half.
Mm-hmm.
My kids, because I have two of them, are each entitled to a quarter.
Okay.
Right. So one of the mistakes that people make is they'll say, I don't have a will. And that is incorrect. You do. You just may not like what it says.
Mm.
You either die what's called testate, meaning you have your own will, or you die intestate, meaning you have the one that the state of your residence provided for you, what you call your domicile. So joint with rights of survivorship is the big one.
Mm-hmm.
Beneficiary designations are the next one. Right. So my 401k has Barb as the beneficiary.
Right.
It doesn't matter if my trust says my 401k goes to Sherry. It doesn't matter if my trust says I want it to go to these 19 charities. It doesn't matter what my trust says. The beneficiary agreement is what trumps. And so I literally, when I started in the industry, used to have, you know, I was 21 years old. Grandpa died and grandma, and this is what we do in Indiana. I'm sorry, guys.
Grandma
bought a mobile home.
Yeah.
And put it on my Uncle Tommy's lot. Right.
Yes.
We do that a lot. I mean, just we're good old country folk.
It happens here.
and so I'm walking through the thing, and Grandma had the title to the mobile home, and it clearly had her name, you know.
Yeah.
And Uncle Tommy's name, and I go, woo, Grandma, you said if something happened to you that you wanted to have to go to Dad and have to go to Uncle Tommy, and she goes, I did, and I looked at her and said, Grandma, that's not going to happen, and she looked at me and she goes, Joey, it's in the will. Right. She's the last living person allowed to call me Joy.
Yeah,
and but the bottom line is I created a will that gave my mom the Eiffel Tower, my dad the Cubs, and my brother the Bears. And I would show up to people until they made me get rid of it. You know, and you would be amazed what people would say. You're going to go to jail. I'm dead. How can I go to jail?
Right.
Well, you have no right to give it away. Exactly. I didn't own the Eiffel Tower. Thus, I can't give it away. And it doesn't matter what's in your trust. It has to get to your trust. That is the funding. Merely paying for a document and not putting assets in said trust is meaningless, pointless, and a waste of money, right? And so many times people are confused about that. One of the things we do on every account that we have here is we make sure that it's owned correctly and that the beneficiary is stated correctly to do the job to which you intend. Five critical elements, folks. You miss one of them. It doesn't matter how good you were at investing. Doesn't matter how good you were at understanding the tax code. You miss one of them and you can wreck it all. Hey, you're listening to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark along with Sherry Kontos. We got to take a break. You got a question or comment, give us a call. 800-928-4001. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Sherry Kontos, co-host for Consider This with Joe Clark. Joe is a certified financial planner and former professor at Purdue University. Joe is the managing partner for the Financial Enhancement Group based in Central Indiana, and Joe's passion is teaching people about their money. Find out more at yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group manages more than $300 million for families in 31 states. The Financial Enhancement Group takes care of people who don't want to worry about their money. Join Joe and me as we address your questions about money in five key areas: retirement planning, tax planning, investment planning, risk management, and estate planning. And each week we will tackle questions that can make a difference in your life. The Financial Enhancement Group can be reached at 800-928-4001. You can find out more at our website, yourlifeafterwork.com. The Financial Enhancement Group is an SEC registered investment advisor. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's Biz TV on your time.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texan.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guided Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Consider This. I'm Joe Clark.
I'm Sherry Kontos.
And for those of you who are new to the show, this is Sherry's favorite part of what we call the fastest hour in radio.
Yes.
She gets to come up with topics. She doesn't tell me what they are. And every now and then, well, okay.
I've never stumped in yet. That. I try so
Actually,
hard.
Actually, I declined on the healthcare conversation.
You did,
because
that's
not my expertise.
I do.
I have no business talking about things I know nothing about.
Okay. Well,
in the meantime.
So the thing is, people do occasionally ask me questions too. About
they think you know things.
They think I know things because I'm on the show.
You do have a degree in economics.
I do have a degree. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But anyway, so I had three questions this week from real people.
Not made up people.
Real,
not Homer Simpson.
Real people. Right. And I will say they were some more of our more seasoned friends, older.
Okay.
So, and you
seasoned
mentioned.
Seasoned can be in a lot of different
it
ways.
Could, yeah. It could be. These happen to be older okay. folks. Not bad. I mean, you know, I don't know how to say that. But anyway. Because the questions were about required minimum distributions.
Okay, RMDs.
Which we've talked about before.
Uh-huh.
So the first one.
Hold on.
Okay.
And see, her job during the rest of the show is to play the average Joe.
Yeah.
She's supposed to say, Joe, nobody knows what that means. Now I got to do it to you.
Oh.
You've been on the show long enough that RMD just comes out of your mouth like it's a natural.
It's like
green beans and pumpkin pie, right?
Yes, right.
So believe it or not, when you turn 70 and a half, and technically it's the rule is the year after the year you turn 70 and a half. But when you turn 70 and a half, you have to begin to take money out of your 401k, 403b, IRAs, whether you like it or not. It's called a required. That means it has to happen.
Right.
Minimum distribution. Bad news is the penalty is only 50% of what you should have taken out. So please don't forget. Don't miss it. And play nicely with the IRS.
Right. So first question was, can you take this required minimum distribution as a yearly lump sum, or does it have to be monthly?
No. Most of the time we do take it as a lump sum one time.
Okay.
Most people in most of the people who we manage money for don't need the money. When you're younger and you're hearing people talk about required minimum distributions,
they're like, what's the
my
problem?
My 25, 35-year-old staff comes in and they go, yeah, well, you're saving it for retirement. Duh.
Right.
Well, what happens is that that money goes into an account. The account finally hits a value and it begins to take on a life. And honestly, most of the people who save the money are not the ones who need it. It's the people who didn't save who need it.
Yep.
And so the majority of the time, probably 7 times out of 10, when somebody has to take a required minimum distribution, we do one of two things. It either goes to a charity, which would go as a lump sum.
Sure.
I got one guy, we pay it quarterly because it's a large amount. Or secondly, the money gets moved to their retail or brokerage account. that we have at TD Ameritrade.
Well, that flows right into my second question, yep. which was I was talking to someone who actually, they can't find a way to spend all the money that they have to take out. So right now, their extra money is just going into the bank, earning no interest. And they're like, I know that's not the smart thing to do.
Should go to one of the accounts that we manage. So when somebody comes in and we open up accounts for them, they typically, what we're trying to build is what's called tax diversification, okay. right? So most people have an IRA account. Mm-hmm. Most people have a Roth account where we've either had the ability to contribute to a Roth or done Roth conversions. I don't care. I think my record is 94 years old. Did it a Roth conversion for?
Yeah.
There's a lot to that people need to understand. It is not age dependent, nor is it income dependent on a conversion. And then the third is that retail account. That's where I would give the Apple stock to the church.
Right. So is there, and from what we talked about last time, there's no real advantage to giving that money to a church though, is it, in terms of taxes?
Once it's in the retail account?
Well, no, your required minimum distribution.
Absolutely. That's the QCD. That's the qualified charitable distribution.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you look at a tax return, when you look at your 1040, the bottom of page one is your adjusted gross income. So we have what's called above line and below line issues.
Mm-hmm.
Above line is anything that's above your adjusted gross income.
Right.
Below line is anything that you're able to deduct before mm-hmm. you have to pay taxes on line 43 of your 1040. And so what a QCD does, unlike when you give the stock where you're able to take the deduction for the fair market value, you simply don't have that income on your 1040, which may make your Social Security less taxable. There's a lot of benefits that are there.
Okay.
You don't get to deduct it because you've never paid taxes on that money, right? It's come.
Right.
So you would never do this with Roth money, for God's sakes.
Right. No.
But you money that you've got in an IRA, your required minimum distribution is $7,412. Let's just mm-hmm. pretend.
Yeah.
And you say, Joe, I just want to give it to the Salvation Army and to my church. Fine.
Okay.
My team goes in. They transfer that amount of money to those institutions directly. You don't touch it. You know, doesn't
right.
pass go. You don't go to jail or any of those things. Goes directly to the institution. You don't get a deduction. The charity gets the money.
Yep.
But you also don't have to recognize that income on your tax return.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
Up to $100,000 a year.
Okay. Well,
so some people think the QCD is required minimum distribution. No, you have to be at age of required minimum distribution
to do it.
You can give part of it to a charity. You can give part of it to charities and you can give up to $100,000.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have two more questions. So I will hurry,
but
somebody suggested to these people that they buy an annuity with this money. And a follow-up question to that is another person was telling me, and I know how you feel about this, so I'm just, we'll have to give a brief response. But they said, I know numerous people that have cashed in their IRAs or 401ks and purchased annuities that will pay them X number of dollars per month for the rest of their life.
Hold on. They didn't cash them in. An annuity or an annuity can be an IRA. And so people they didn't cash them in.
So what they've
done is changed, instead of buying a mutual fund or a stock or a bond or a CD,
mm-hmm.
remember an IRA is a tax code. It is not a thing.
Yeah,
right?
Right, exactly.
And so some slick sales guy sold them an annuity product,
right.
put it in an IRA, and no, you shouldn't do that, and no, that does not make me happy.
I know.
Right, that was question three. Question two was?
Question two was, what do I do with the extra money that I can't spend out of my RDD? But
yeah, that happened. I've got an 86-year-old. I have to take $160,000 a year out of his account. And he literally, his wife's passed away.
Yeah.
You should see the alligator tear roll down his eyes when I tell him we've got to pay the IRS essentially 35% on money that he does not need, does not want, and nothing I can do about it. And somebody's going to call and say, well, what about the QCD thing? Oh, we already used that. It's just a sad, sad situation.
Yep. Okay.
So anyhow, there's a lot to understanding required minimum distributions. And as people age, as we get older, and when I say old, I mean the population.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we talk a lot about the baby boom. I'm a demographics guru. At the Financial Enhancement Group, we manage money, and there's essentially three of us that run the portfolios. My job is the narrative. It's the story that's going on in the world. It's the Trump election. It's Merkel in Germany. It's dealing with the issues around the world, the trade deals that are being negotiated. And a big part of that for me is demographics. I have a CFA, a chartered financial analyst. Adam takes care of the fundamentals of the economy and the fundamentals of the companies that we take care of. And Andrew is our chartered market technician. His job is to look at the movements of the market relative to one another to help us figure out where to go. The three of us create a risk barometer, and that gives us our marching directions, if you will. When you look at the demographics of life, you learned in college the peak of the baby boom. Or the baby boom was 1946 to 1964. What I care about is the peak. The peak was really 1957 to 1961. One out of five of us are in that age group. So my job is to figure out where they are, where they're leaving, where they're no longer spending their money, and then where they're going to start to spend it in the future. I want to buy things where there's added spending that are going on. RMDs, because of that baby boom, are becoming a bigger and bigger and bigger issue. And about once a month, I have somebody come in with $1 million that doesn't know they had an RMD. Hey, you listen to Consider This. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.